Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
We're here again in the studio. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Mizar.
I'm Green Diva Gina. Hey, everybody.
Yay.
She's the only one that says hello to other people.
Isn't that cute? I love that.
Cute.
Oh, hi, everybody. Thanks. I like that.
I do too. Okay, I'm Mizar. Hi, everybody.
No. It's not as good as Meg's bye-bye.
I know.
But it's still something.
Well, at least we have something at the beginning of the show.
We all have our little signature things.
Yeah.
We have a really cool show today.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We have Bobby Williams, which we pre-recorded a couple weeks ago. That was a fun interview.
Yeah, remind folks, Bobby Williams is sort of Mariel Hemingway's kindred spirit, right-hand man.
Yeah, but in his own right, I mean,
Her soulmate.
There you go.
He's just a really active outdoor. He is a stuntman.
Yeah.
So cool.
Not retired. We found that out.
So
we found
cool.
that out.
And he is an author, Running with Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's a fun green dude, special green dude.
Yeah.
Extended green dude.
It is. And well worth it.
And then we get to talk to Mariel Hemingway also. So it's a very Mariel show today.
Mariel Bobby show. Yeah. Let's give credit where credit is due.
To both of them.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do this? We can call it the Running from Crazy, Running with Nature show.
Like that. I like it.
You like it? That's good. We'll do that.
And this is on the heels of so many great things. Mariel did, and Bobby did the Oprah Super Soul Sunday recently.
Yep.
She also got an award, a humanitarian award at the San Diego Film Festival.
Yep. This is for the movie that she's doing that is Running from Crazy, which is just a phenomenal
documentary.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that with her, but it just, you know, she has several missions in life, but I think that this one, to encapsulate it really quickly, is basically just removing the stigma of mental illness.
Well, you know? She's done a lot for a lot of people.
Yes.
And I have friends who have, whenever, you know, her name has come up, when we're, you know, going to talk to her or whatever, say, oh, she's really a hero for me. She's done so much to help so many people with mental illness to
come to terms with it, accept it, and move on. Because
or with
we
family
always,
members who
yeah,
have.
Yeah, we always want to put our head in the sands. You know, it's easier for us to deal with someone who's got some kind of a physical deformity than it is to handle somebody, and I'm painting with a broad brush, than to handle somebody with a mental disability.
It's generally been more difficult.
There's just not enough outreach for it. I mean, my mom is a special educator, and so for her, you know, this is something that's very dear to her heart. And so there's times where, you know, she'll mention somebody and she has such a much greater understanding for different people, you know, who have mental disabilities. It's just, it's a hard thing to understand even for an expert like her.
Yeah.
But it's also hard to teach people who, you know, it's not something that you can just heal. It's not something you can stitch with stitches and band-aids, you know.
Correct.
It's a little bit trickier.
Well, I think folks like Mariel and your mother are very special people, seriously, you know, who have a gift for helping and being compassionate in ways that not everybody can be.
Yeah.
You know, some people need help with that.
Yeah, or they just leave their head in the sand.
Yeah, period. Or they just leave their head in the sand.
Yeah.
So we have another, you did a DIY, a foodie file this week on eight
natural cold remedies from
natural
the kitchen.
Cold remedies from the kitchen.
From
really?
The kitchen.
My favorite is garlic. I don't care how you look at it, one way or the other. Garlic,
garlic,
garlic, garlic.
Says raw garlic.
The Italian.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and my special healing elixir is in there. My recipe, my secret recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I have revealed it.
You know, Megan, when I first met you, and it's been a year.
Yeah. Wow.
You were down with something. You were chonking away at this stuff, cayenne pepper and all. And I thought, well, okay, if it works for Meg, it's got to work.
Yeah, and I'm generally pretty healthy. I mean, I've had a weird couple of bouts this year, but normally I'm pretty healthy. And that helps me a lot, especially in allergy and flu season.
Yes, yes. And but it's good to know that there's different things in your kitchen that you can just gravitate towards to prevent illness, as well as to as well as to, you know, kind of keep it at bay and push through it. So
it's how grandmama did it. It's yes. nice. These are all the wives' tales. They are
true. You know what's not in that post? Chicken soup.
I was thinking about that, too.
I don't know chicken what it stock. Is about chicken soup, but maybe
it's
actually, there's a clinical study.
Yeah, I know. It has to do with, there's a chemical. You know, ever notice when you eat Thanksgiving dinner, you're, like, really tired after?
Well, that's, tryptophan or whatever.
But poultry has a component in that that's, like, a relaxing component.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the chemical, but chicken soup has it as well.
These
are
good chemicals, people.
Plus, yes.
Just let me just say that. Yeah. Good chemicals.
Yes.
In mine, I always use a little cayenne pepper, and I use garlic, and you know, lots of veggies. So I feel like
that
helps.
And she has no friends, but that's okay.
She has us. We eat garlic just as much.
We love Megan. We love Megan.
Sure you do. Yeah. Now, and you've got a fun DIY. You just sat here and made me while we were doing another segment.
I did. I did shabby chic today.
Amazing miso.
Well, you know, you got to start thinking ahead of gifts.
Yeah.
And I tend to keep coffee cans like I keep pieces of wood.
Right.
And right now they sit around my office with markers and doodads and tools. And, you know, I love my tools. And when I at my bead center, my craft center there, I have all my screwdrivers and files and stuff. But if you're going to give them away, you can gussy them up a little bit. And it's just too easy, folks. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And yes, I made it. I had all the components. I brought them from home. And I said, I'm just going to do this in purple for Meg.
I'm going to post a picture of her while she was making it. It was very cute.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. She keeps busy all the time. She's busy.
I know.
Busy bee.
It's a good thing.
Busy bee. So this is what I did last weekend.
Very exciting.
I went at the last minute. My daughter, who I love that she's getting to be like a little activist.
Which one?
Jessie. Silent Jessie.
Silent Jessie. Good.
Silent Jessie texted me, Mommy, will you go march against Monsanto with me? Now, who could say no?
Do you even have to think twice about that?
Who could say no? You know, Mommy, you know.
I'm Mommy.
First of all, Mommy. My 27-year-old daughter, Mommy.
I do the same thing.
Listen, my sister is 53, and she still calls my mom Mommy. And I never did.
Aww.
That's just a thing. And she still, you know, refers to my dad. It's Daddy.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like Mom, Dad, or, you know, something else.
Something else.
On occasion. Silent Jessie.
So Silent Jessie is really, really passionate about health, and she's doing a lot of research because she's been kind of struggling with something that they don't know what it is, but it's, you know, nothing serious. It's because they've tested her for everything. She knows what she doesn't have. Anyway, so she's been really getting into nutritional cures, you know, she's looking and primarily food, and she believes very strongly that organic food and clean, healthy, wholesome food is the way to go, and that Monsanto is dangerous.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Ironically, I was talking to a friend of mine from my News 12 days just the other day, and she is on an extended detox. She's life-changing measures. I mean, yoga, where she's hanging from ribbons in the
ceiling. Gravity yoga, suspended yoga.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And she is looking at everything that goes into her body.
Yep.
And everything that comes in contact. So she is doing a lifelong detox. Mm-hmm. And even she has read up on Monsanto, and she was ranting, which I love. You know, I love rants.
We're ranters.
So Silent Jessie, good for her.
So we went into New York to Bryant Park, where there was a march against Monsanto.
Oh, on a great weekend at Bryant Park.
Seriously.
It was absolutely gorgeous. Oh. We met, there's a lot of very, very colorful and interesting people. That's all I can say.
Well, first of all, you're a stone's throw from the Village, kind of, sort of.
Well,
and
it's Midtown, but whatever.
Bryant Park?
42nd Street.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I was thinking Battery Park. Yeah, I'm sorry. Doesn't matter.
No.
Sorry. Oh, man. I had a brain burp right there.
Although we came in through Battery Park because we came in from Staten Island.
On the ferry?
No.
Oh.
I wish we had taken the ferry.
It's a long story. Actually,
it's a long story.
All right. Never mind. We'll do that next show.
But I got a lot of film, and by the time this episode airs, I should have a video of, you know, I've interviewed some fabulous people. And got a lot of great pictures. And there's a lot of people who really care, really, really care, and have gone out of their way to get out there, and they're passionate about making sure that our food system is clean.
You know, Megan, I keep thinking that at some point soon we're going to be on a tipping point, and we as a general group of people who just so abhor Monsanto and its philosophy and what it does. Something's got to give now.
Well, and Monsanto is also representative of all of this sort of corporate agribusiness.
Correct.
And the government that is kind of enmeshed in it.
Yeah.
In my mind, I think the government is very enmeshed.
Oh, of course it is. Who's the
chemical
the ex-president of Monsanto is now
in D.C. upsetting to me.
Oh.
What is Obama thinking?
Hello?
You know?
Hello?
I was always a Hillary gal, just saying.
Well, you know, you may have your chance again. She may be the next one.
I'm pretty sure she will.
That would be amazing. But that's a topic for another day.
I know. So what else was going on in the news this week?
Well, I always follow what goes on with water, and a big component of that is BPA. And it's not just your water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stuff that contains BPA. You have got plastic containers, your shower curtains.
It's in everything.
It's in everything. We're born with it. I mean,
it's an umbilical cord.
Absolutely. Yeah. Babies are being born with BPA in their bodies already.
Yeah, you got to watch Unacceptable Levels to find out just how horrifying
and
scary.
Ed Brown's
documentary.
Ed Brown. And I thought of Ed Brown when this report came out, and the doctor's name is Dr. Ruth Bunker Lottie.
Okay.
Out of Boston. She is with the American Society of Reproductive Medicine in Boston. And shocking. You know, us women know the dangers of miscarriage, and usually we think, okay, first trimester. But BPA has now been linked to miscarriages all the way up to the 8th month.
Wow.
So
that's disturbing.
Well,
I'm so glad I'm not, you know, reproducing
in baby-making mode anymore.
I will be someday, though.
You will be, but and so will a generation of women your age. And so the fact that the study has come out, and of course all the news media have touched on it, but they do it once and it's over. So it's up to, like, it's incumbent on us as Green Divas, sustainable people, to really just keep the discussion open about the danger of BPA, which, if you don't know, it's biphenyl A. It is a petroleum byproduct. And, it's, what's the word you used? Disturbing, Megan? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. That it's
very disturbing.
It's a very, yeah. So that's something that we just really have to keep beating that drum continuously. Let's not forget about it. And Ed Brown, speaking of Ed Brown, you know, he saw this happen in his wife. She had a couple of miscarriages.
She did.
Well, that was part of what inspired him
exactly
to go out and research what is going on. Now, I don't think they know what caused it, and these
hers,
things can happen.
His wife's
right.
miscarriages. However.
Right. But it spurred him on and inspired him to go start talking and
right.
looking.
And realizing that something in the environment,
researching,
something,
not
some
talking.
Things,
yeah.
And then making this amazing documentary. So we'll have to talk. Well, actually, he would be a great sort of call-in to talk about that in the future. Just
oh, yeah,
to
no,
say.
He's going
to
come back in.
I know
he,
said
he would.
I know.
Yeah.
And we're thinking about doing a screening of the film.
Oh, we're going to do that.
In Booton. But I'm not sure about what time of year.
Doesn't matter. It's just it's be incumbent upon us to get the word out.
So
anyway, that was disturbing.
So on a lighter note, buygreen.com, our favorite sponsor.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was looking at what they have on sale.
Yes. Oh, this is funny.
And I found some like cool underwear, girls underwear.
Girls? I thought it was boys.
No, this is girls underwear, but it's called boy short panties.
Oh, the boy short.
Oh, it's just cut. The cut of
the
it.
Cut. Very uncomfortable for us middle-aged women, I might add.
Oh, God.
I'll try them out.
I mean, I like high-rise, high-cut, or believe
I'll try them out.
Yeah, so the boy shorts.
If we're wearing panties, then...
Oh,
listen to Meg. Anybody want to go commando?
Meg. Yeah. I guess the greener thing to do is...
Go commando.
Go commando.
It's like sleeping naked is green. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's green. It's also very comfortable because it's what
it's
I do 24/7, 365.
Yeah, you know what? It's healthy.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. All right, we won't get into it. But
all right, yeah, talk about this underwear because it's actually pretty cool.
It's actually made from pine trees. Did you know that pine trees, that there is a fiber that you can get? It says here 94% recycled pine fiber.
From the white pine tree.
Yes, from the white pine tree clippings, a sustainable textile.
Wow.
Right?
So you're not only going to have nice underwear.
You're
going to
have splinters?
No, I wasn't going to, but that's very funny. It's funnier than what I was going to say.
You should have seen her. Poor Gina just wins.
You know what? Not for nothing, but
because she's like splinters.
I know. I was going to say no. You can have that fresh piney, like you know, piney fresh feeling
the
all
good
day.
Feeling of clean.
The scent, right?
Right. Isn't the slogan the power of clean?
Yeah, the power of pine.
The power of pine.
There you go.
That's Pine Sol, baby. Isn't that
so? Oh my gosh!
If you want to learn about some of these piney cool underwear.
Yeah. Do we apologize to Doug now or later?
Yeah. But go to buygreen.com. He has all kinds of cool stuff there.
I've got a really good idea. Doug, send some underwear, size small. I guess what do you have, 5? And then Gina will make a video for us.
Yeah. Size small.
Did you say yes?
I'll do it.
Oh, are you kidding me? She didn't even wince.
I know. Okay, good.
All right.
I like this. This is going to be fun. We'll put Gina in front of the Green Diva chalkboard wall, and she can model the pine tree underwear for us.
So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do our DIY and our foodie file. Stay tuned, people.
I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is David Avocado Wolf, nutritionist, author, and chocolatier. And you're listening to The Green Divas. Listen close, tune in, and have the best day ever.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Very exciting. Today we have Bobby Williams, who is an author and former stuntman. And among like all the other fun things we're learning about Bobby, he's here to talk to us today and be our special guest green dude.
Well, we can't forget about his connection with Mariel Hemingway as well, which is
very special.
Important. Bobby, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. So you no longer are a stuntman? Just have to ask that question.
No, of course I am.
See?
Stop. I just kind of switched gears a little bit because we, Mariel and I decided that we were going to create this health and wellness company, you know, that will, you know, be for the good of ourselves, good of others, good of greater good. And by creating this company, we are going to be able to sustain our lifestyles, which include doing our own films and those types of things,
and
you know, our creative stuff. I'm working on a film now, and so is she.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're both producing, and I think we're going to have parts. And I don't know. Her film is Movable Feast with, you know, that's Ernest Hemingway's, you know.
That's right. One of his novels, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and she's had that for 10 years. And lo and behold, I got a hold of it in 6 weeks. I had some friends that were able to raise capital for Michael Hirst to write it. And so they're really excited. That's moving ahead pretty quickly. And then I had a climbing movie that has taken place in the 70s based on a true story in Yosemite Valley, and that's a lot of fun. I mean,
you don't have to lose an arm for that one, do you?
Pardon me?
You don't have to lose an arm for that one, do you?
No, funny you should say that. People thought that was me. yeah, being in the business for so long, I had a lot of casting directors that hired me for climbing jobs. I got lots of climbing jobs over the last, like, 25 years.
Well, that would have made sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they, you know, and I often did the disappearing act, and so my agent was looking at me for a few days, and quite a few people called up and said, "Where's Bob?"
Oh, I know.
Whereabouts.
Bobby was running with nature, man.
Exactly.
Which is why you disappear for a few days. So we've talked about this with Marielle already.
And I just want to mention that Running with Nature is the title of your book, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So when you run with nature, obviously, it's beyond obvious, but when Marielle was here, I keep going back to...
Wait a minute. When Marielle was here, she threw Bobby under the bus.
No, she didn't. She did not.
She did. She's
in what
a fun
did she
way.
Say?
We were all having a lot of fun. But we were talking about running with nature and running from crazy. And she said, well, sometimes when I describe being with Bobby, I call it running with crazy.
Oh, yes, she did say that. But that's a good thing as far as
it
I'm concerned.
Fun. We were having fun.
As far
yeah.
as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. But what was I going to say? I was going to say
I'm
that,
sorry.
Oh, Marielle, that's okay. What struck me about what Marielle said, and I'm just going to repeat it here because it just I've played it over and over in my mind a million times. She talked about growing up and that she was the quintessential WASP family. Everybody drank, everybody kept everything closed in, and it wasn't until she really met and got to know you that she realized that she could open up. Now, what I want to know is, how did you impart that magic, and what do you do to impart that magic?
Well, I think it's just because where I came from, you know. You know, we had this conversation with Oprah. It was funny because the two of them connected on that level because of the abuse that they had when they were kids. And see, I didn't have abuse when I was a kid that way. You know, I had rough and tumble sort of upbringing. I had four boys who lived across the street. Those were my father's brother's kids, and they were older. And so, you know, there was a lot of fighting and fist fighting. We came from a very physical family. We all played football and wrestled, and mm-hmm. our grandfather and great-great-grandfather were boxers, and so we were, you know, the physical stuff was crazy. I thought it was normal to fight all the time.
So
when I came to California, and I would tell friends or girlfriends this, they'd be like, yeah, no, that's not normal.
You're not a Mick Williams, which would have made sense.
Yeah, well, there was one guy named Morrissey, and the election that my mom's side of the family fought with people like Joe Louis and Billy Kahn. I mean, he was a professional fighter.
Cool.
But my family, when one day Mariel says to me, I said, well, why don't you get in touch with your uncle if this thing's going on with the family and you're having to get the rights to this book, you know, Movable Feast, even though you're a Hemingway and you're not part of the estate? You know, she was trying to explain how it worked. I said, well, call your uncle up. It's your father's brother. She goes, yeah, it doesn't work like that. I can't just call him up. Well, what do you mean? Just pick up the phone and call him. No, I have to talk to his attorney in order to get to him.
Oh, my God.
What kind of family is that? And
yeah.
So she started explaining to me all this, like, stuff that they did. And I said, my family knows everything that I did since I started walking.
Yeah.
You know, and if you need anything, you just call them up and ask. And if they need anything, they'll call you. And I said, my friends are the same way, and the community is the same way. I have friends that still call me now and talk to me about what I did in second grade or sixth grade. And I have like 25 of those that I grew up since I was a little kid. We're all on the same football team. And I guess it was sort of hometown. And I come from three generations of New York firemen. And, you know, you know what's going on. Like, there's no hiding anything, and everybody supports one another, you know? And that's
with all the faults and all the foibles, you guys just know and love each other. Well,
right, and that's just how it is. And so even when my cousins, who I physically fought with or whatever, they would take a bullet for me. I mean, they're the guys that were on the side of the wrestling mat, you know, practically crying because they wanted me to win so bad. We all loved each other. So Meryl didn't have that.
Right.
She didn't grow up with it. She also graduated with 9 people. She had a graduation class of 9.
Graduated one of 28 right here.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, well, how do you run stuff by somebody in a town like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had 700 people in my graduation class, and that was a small school. 1,000 was the biggest school.
Okay. Now, first of all, I want to backtrack because you mentioned that you were on Oprah, and we were watching it because the full episode is on online now, that you were on Super Soul Sunday with Marielle and Oprah.
Yeah.
Which aired yesterday, and for anybody who wants to be inspired and really have fun, go to just Google Super Soul Sunday, and right up top, of course, is Marielle.
S-O-U-L.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. Right. We had a good time with her. I wish they'd left a couple other parts in there. I had Oprah swearing at the end.
That's awesome. I can't. That is so much fun. Well, I'm
she was
so
slapping me five and saying fucking amazing. If I can say that on the phone right now. I mean,
that's okay.
That's all right. Luckily, we're okay. Well, I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to meet you last time. You were leaving when Marielle came out here, but we will figure this all out. In the meantime, how cool is it that we get to talk to you right now? And one of the questions I had, which just left my mind, I hate it when that happens. Do you hate it? Like, I'm babbling away. I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about Oprah Super Soul Sunday. Help me out here, people.
Oh, well, Mariel, you know what?
Family.
Well, you know what? It'll come back to her.
I got it.
All right.
Sorry. No, what I personally believe that relationships are assignments, and I happen to believe that we choose a lot of this before we come in. So I am... you know, thinking that it's just it's perfect that you and Mariel met together and are doing the work you're doing because it seems like such important work. And Mariel comes from, you know, the female side, of course, in a certain different aspect than you do. So
yeah.
One of the things I want to ask you about is just from a guy's perspective. This is our Green Dude segment. From a guy's perspective, tell me how nature really has changed your life and if there was any special epiphany or it's just something that's always been in you.
No, I've always kind of been like this. I have more access out here on the West Coast than I did in New York as far as nature goes, you know, because you get to disappear in the Sierras, which is only, you know, 3 hours from here.
Nice.
But on the east end of Long Island, I mean, I always had the ocean and the bays, and I had a shell fishing license at 14 years old, and I was always out on the bay. You know, and you're connecting with nature when you're out on the bay.
Yep.
Or you're out in the ocean. I did some lifeguarding. I've done quite a bit. And, you know, there were a lot of farms and stuff where I grew up, and so I was always outdoors and always connecting that way. The mountains were added in when I came out here, and that was like another sort of aspect that I didn't have when I was a kid. I love it, and I guess that's Mariel and I's connection. You know, we like to spend more time outdoors than we do indoors, and we both feel the same way outside. You know, we're big advocates of sunlight and barefoot walking and running and playing, you know.
Yeah.
I think Mariel got a little shortchanged in her childhood for being a caregiver to her mom who was sick and coming from the family that she had and the things that her sisters sort of, both sisters had gone through with her dad. And then, you know, starting in the business so young and those types of things. I think that she missed her childhood, and then she met me. The guy's just not going to grow up.
We
relive our childhood. I mean, we start out at 6 years old and make it to teenagers, and we get up into our upper 20s in the middle of the day. We turn around and go back, and we sort of hang around 30 years old and under, and that's kind of how we live, you know.
What?
And to nature and connecting to that part, I mean, we're always growing. We love it. We both believe that, you know, you can live happy, healthy, you know, younger life than what society says is supposed to be.
Well, I like that your quote. I guess you said something on the Super Soul Sunday interview that has really taken hold, and that is live your life, forget your age.
Yeah.
Did you know that was kind of spiraling out there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's good. It's good stuff, man. It's you know... There's a whole thing being said that, you know, this is how this works. This is how that works. This is what you're supposed to, be, you know, supposed to. Or I wasn't very good at following rules as a kid. I think when I was seven, one of the rude awakenings of following rules was you go to confession as a Catholic kid growing up in New York. And I questioned it. I said, why? And they said, because you're supposed to. It's one of the seven sacraments of the church. And I said, yeah, well... You told me I could pray to God. I confess my sins whenever I say my prayers. And they say, yeah, but you have to talk to the priest because everybody does. That's how you make your communion. And my grandmother actually had to come to the church and told them that I didn't have to go to confession if I didn't want to. And
go,
so
Granny.
My one confession that I went to was with my grandmother holding the door open. And I just said no to everything and said three prayers, and that was my confession for life. So I thought that, you know, everybody made up with these crazy rules.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand them. You know, I didn't get it. And I said, you know, really quickly, my dad, mom fought over the mortgage. You know, my dad would hold down 2-3 jobs trying to get the mortgage paid. And he had this conversation with me in the 60s when I was like 7 years old and said, I said, Dad, what's a mortgage and why do you fight about it? And he said, it's money I owe the bank for the house. And I said, but you own the house. He said, no, I had to borrow money from the bank to build the house. And, you know, and I was a very inquisitive kid. I said, but Uncle Phil owns the lumberyard. He gave you the lumber for the house. He said, no, he had to pay for that. And I said, well, how much did the house cost? He said, it was in 1960, it was $60,000. And I said, well, how much do you owe the bank? And is it almost paid off? He said, no, I owe him $112,000. And he kept trying to explain to me what the mortgage was and how he borrowed money that you had to pay more money back. And by the end of the conversation, he said, I just kept saying to him, I would never give them more money than the house is worth. You shouldn't do that. So if it only costs this much, only give them that. He's like, it doesn't work that way. And then he said to me, well, I don't have to pay any taxes on the mortgage. I said, well, we don't pay taxes in America. We won the Boston Tea Party. I learned that.
Said, oh, boy,
said,
were
we
you
confused.
We don't pay
England taxes. He said, yeah, it doesn't work like that. So I started noticing that people kept saying these rules and how things work, but they didn't really work that way. I was like, adults. And the insurance man came to the house like a short time after my dad and I had that conversation. He had a polyester suit on. He was choking on cigarettes. He looked horrible. And I asked my dad why he was dressed like that. He said, because, you know,
he sells insurance.
He's an adult. That's a business suit. I said, you're an adult. How come you don't wear suits? He's like, I don't like suits. I said, well, I don't think I ever want to be an adult. I'm not going to wear a suit either. And I kind of kept that mindset and stayed away from conversations about mortgages and percentages.
If
and
you could see, if you could
funny.
See our studio right now, you'd see all of us nodding our heads and going, yeah, yeah. I totally identify with all of this. Mizar, you had something you want to ask?
No, you know what? It's a really stupid question, Bobby, but it just occurs to me, I just don't know how you and Marielle met.
It's not stupid.
We met on a hike.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, but were you with a group? Was she with a group, or did you just sort of like run into each other?
Well, I was dating this very pretty yoga instructor. I had been dating her for 2 weeks, and she said that I had to meet Marielle Hemingway. And I said, well, why? And she said, because you guys are so much alike. I was like, but aren't we kind of dating? And she said, yeah, but I introduce all my friends. I mean, you guys talk about the same things. You do the same things. You should meet. I'm like, okay. And so we went on a hike and with her, and she couldn't keep up with us, and we couldn't stop talking. And, you know, as soon as she got out of the car, we both knew we were in big trouble. We looked at each other. We were like, uh-oh.
It's a good thing. It's good trouble,
then,
though.
You know, I ended up dating this girl for maybe a month or a month and a half, and didn't work out at all. I even tried introducing Marielle to a friend of mine from Long Island. That didn't work out. And like, well, why aren't you guys dating? You like each other so much, and all you do is laugh when you see one another. And
that should have been key, Bobby, right there.
Aww. Yeah, and we got together, and we've been inseparable ever since, and it's going on 5 years.
It is so fantastic to listen to each of you talk about each other and to watch you together and to read your book. I am thrilled that you found each other and that you're sharing all this wonderful experience that you're having. And I'm glad you could call in today and be our guest Green Dude. Hopefully, we'll get you in the studio one of these days, both you and Marielle together.
Where's the studio?
Oh, we're in New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
I know. It's not as exciting as, you know, L.A., I guess, or wherever, New York.
You never know, man. We might be moving to the East Coast, you know. People keep constantly bringing up the Fukushima thing and the radiation heading in this direction and over the next year.
Well,
you know,
Jersey's not as bad as... We do have the Jersey Turnpike, Bobby, however. You may want to
Well,
take
but we don't live anywhere near it. We don't live...
And
see, where we live is actually beautiful, but we'll get into that another time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much again for calling, Bobby. Appreciate it. And it's really fun to finally talk to you, and I look forward to meeting you one of these days.
Yeah, I'd love to meet you guys. I'll head out to Jersey, and we'll get together.
There you go. Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Say hi to Marielle. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
All right, Foodie File.
Hey, everybody. Okay, so I'm sure you're wondering what is in your kitchen that can actually be
right.
used
I was gonna
to
say.
Prevent colds.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry if I stepped on everybody's toes.
No, I was going to step on yours by saying apart from the cockroaches, but I don't think that's appropriate.
No.
But having said it already, I'll take it back.
Yeah, no, she's going to talk to us about the post she did, which is all about things in our kitchen that can really help us stay healthy and prevent colds or help us when we get them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you'll have to check out the post, but some of the foods I think worth mentioning are garlic, for one.
My fave.
But raw garlic, right?
Raw garlic.
Yeah, that's the trick.
So it's full of allicin, which it's spelled like A-A-L-L-I-C-I-N. So allicin.
Really? Allie.
Yeah. And it's found mostly in freshly crushed garlic. So
yes.
You want, like, you know, press it. That's where it's found the most.
That's what I
and
do.
And what if you take a clove and just chew it really well?
No,
should we have a garlic contest, Mizar?
No.
So it blocks enzymes that could potentially lead to an infection, basically of any sort. Yeah. You know, I personally actually eat it every day in some form.
Yeah, me too.
And it's really great. You know, you can put it in pesto, you can put it in guacamole, fish, meats, different kinds of soups. I mean, it's a really transient food.
Yeah,
you really do a lot with it.
You know, I grew up with it, and my daughter just, she's a garlic hoe. And I'm being
very
kind.
That's a good hoe to be.
It's a good hoe to be.
Healthy hoe.
A healthy hoe.
A healthy garlic hoe. Exactly right. She's going to kill me. But if you cook it, does it lose any of its oomph?
Yes.
It does lose some. If it's the process of, you know, taking moisture out and dehydration, it will definitely do that. But studies have shown that consuming a little bit of garlic every day, you're 2/3 less likely to catch a cold. So it's more of a preventative food, even though it's, you know, to help with infections when you have a cold.
So
it's a more preventative food.
A clove of garlic a day keeps the doctor away?
Yes.
So there's some other things. Your lemons?
Lemons definitely can, for sure.
I heard that hot, I used to drink, and I still, in the winter, I do it more. In the morning, I have warm water, not hot, but warm water with a little bit of fresh organic lemon juice.
Yes, yes. So lemons.
That'll clean you out.
Well, it's supposed to be good for your pH.
It is.
Yes. That's the reason why a lot of people.
It makes you alkaline.
Yes, yep. There you
it
go.
It does. It does. But let me ask you this.
Tell
Gina.
Me.
In Albania, and my dad all the time, if we had chicken soup or chicken noodle soup, whatever.
Lemon.
Yeah.
You do that in the Greek cuisine as
well?
Well,
we have
a lemon in my soup. I can't drink. I can't have soup unless it has a.
Yeah.
The best soup.
I love it.
Okay. So I will post this recipe next week. I'll do a soup post.
Yeah,
That's perfect.
But I have a couple Greek soups, but the one that's like, if you have a cold, it literally knocks it out of you. It's called avgo lemono. Avgo is egg.
Yeah,
lemon. And it's like an egg drop soup with lemon, chicken broth, and rice. It's so...
Ooh.
Oh, Misar's giving me the face.
I'm like, yeah. Wait, that's Greek? No, I'm sure that's from Northern Italy.
It's
what we have all the time.
My gosh.
It's that Mediterranean thing.
You crave it. So like when my daddy gets sick, he's like, Gina, will you please make me avgo lemono? Just
a little
bit.
Okay.
That's so cute.
And then he says, E faristo. I'm loving Gina's dad.
Yeah, you guys have to meet my dad. You'll just fall in love.
All right. We're going to come up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We're going to
invade
your house.
Come to his restaurant.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
As long as he serves avgo lemono.
Avgo lemono? You know, we make our own tzatziki sauce with garlic, the garlic cucumber.
Oh,
love
that
it.
That is like one of my favorite
things.
It's her job.
You know what? Maybe next week I should just bring that for you guys to try. But like, we're known for that.
Ooh.
Our recipe.
See, I should put that in my borscht. That would be good in my borscht.
Listen, that stuff to me is good on anything.
Oh, you just eat it.
I just eat it.
Yeah.
I go to this Greek diner and I'm like, can I have extra
Greek
tzatziki?
Diner? Isn't that sort of redundant?
No, it's called a Greek diner.
I mean,
Alexis Diner. Alexis Diner.
Well,
I
will have to make it for you because it's, I have it.
Do you know that I tried making that with vegan cashew yogurt?
Did it work?
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
I mean, it didn't have the same consistency,
right?
But it really wasn't bad.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know, I'm trying.
I like to have mine. So, like, I don't eat beef or pork, but I make a gyro that's with eggplant. I do.
Okay,
that.
So.
So, anyways, there's a lot more other foods though, and if you want to check out my post that have healing properties and preventative properties,
including my elixir recipe.
Yes. So check out Meg's recipe.
With
check
apple
out
cider
our
vinegar.
Seven other foods that we didn't touch on.
Oh, really? Good. The element of surprise.
Yes.
Stay tuned for a fun DIY.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
Okay, another fun DIY with GD Mizar.
I went shabby chic this time.
I love shabby chic.
Well,
it's so my style.
It is actually, but I never really embraced it until recently. But there is so much cool stuff that you can actually make that is shabby chic because.
Right.
It doesn't involve all the detail work that all the other stuff.
Well, because it looks good when it's kind of, you
shabby.
Know. Shabby. Shabby. Yes. Hence the shabby.
Right. So now I'm thinking ahead for the holidays. And I went looking around And then ironically, you did a post earlier this week about stuff.
Yeah, right.
So I was looking at my stuff that I have.
Stuff.
And, you know, the other day my daughter opened up the vanity underneath the powder room sink and she goes, Ma. I said, oh, here comes. I don't know what it is. She goes, why do you have like 1,500 toilet paper rolls in there? I said, because I'm going to do something with them. What? I don't know yet.
Yeah, we did a whole, that was one of the first DIYs we did with you.
I know. And she goes, I got to start seeds. I got to, you know, I just got to put them in the bin in my
things
work
to do.
Room. Yeah.
I still have this. Wait.
The thing I gave your 50th birthday present
love
in.
Love this, and I love my present.
Yeah, very well. I'm glad you do. All right, so I have coffee cans because I still buy coffee in cans, and if I don't, I have cans that probably date back to 1957. I'm not even that old, but they must have come from somewhere.
Right.
They're lurking everywhere.
They are.
Inherited.
And I love them. Because they are really handy. And why throw them out when you can do so many things with them? I'm touching on just one this time.
Right.
I'm looking into gift giving. So I'm looking around my office and I said, oh, well, you know, I've got a coffee can for my markers, coffee can for my colored pencils. You all know how I love my pencils.
Mm-hmm.
My tools in my workshop, whatever. So I've got all these different size cans. And I went, well, you know, I really should probably get rid of the fact that it says Caffè Bustelo on there or whatever. So I decided I was going to make gifts out of them. And it's easy. You just need cans, paint, any kind of wacky embellishments that you like. And you know I have a drawer full.
You went outside and grabbed a
few,
I see.
Well, this one I did because I did a theme. And you can post this picture because I don't have this one on my post. But you're painting the jars or the cans. And I went with all those muted colors like the beige and the very pale, pale peach and the purplish lavender for Megan, since we know she loves her purple. And then I just put some fabric and some ribbons around in any kind of manner that I felt like doing it. Went to my favorite place in the house, which was my drawer full of old scattered pieces of costume jewelry. You know, I do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I pulled it out too fast and it all ended up on the floor.
Oh,
so I have a mess.
No.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I just left it there, took a picture, and then went on.
The hazards of doing a DIY
session. Oh, man, let me tell you. So that's my favorite thing. On yours, Megan, I put two nuts that come from...
nuts?
That kind of didn't sound right, did it?
That was good.
Yeah, it was. Well, okay. It's a bit nutty. So I put these two...
The squirrels like it.
Yeah, but you know what? They come from my...
Let me just explain that they are not actual, like,
They're lug nuts.
They're like lug nuts.
They're lug nuts.
Yes, that come
they're
from...
They're tools.
They come from systems that, you know, our water systems that are really sort of redundant and useless. So I have two jars full of these.
I thought she was tying, like, wedding rings on there. I'm like, why are you tying your wedding
ring
to that
thing?
Well,
you know, that's not a bad idea. But I thought that as you're doing these for gift giving... Right. You can do themes as well. Like I like bold and brassy colors, but these are all muted.
So you gave that to me because I'm a lug nut?
No, because you're just a bit nutty.
a bit nutty.
It's just a bit nutty. So on the post, I have some very. I did five, but I only took pictures of three because I didn't like the other two very much.
I did five, but I just
edited myself. And but you can do all like what if you were having a baby shower and you did pink and blue.
Yeah,
right, and
you can do polka dots,
anything.
You can do,
I know.
Or Christmas, you can do all the burgundies and the forest greens, and Hanukkah,
for
you can
Valentine's
do the blue. Valentine's Day, if you're having any kind of an outdoor, say you're having an outdoor picnic, a barbecue on 4th of July.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Some stars.
You put your forks on one, you put your, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea. So
as
anyway.
As always, you're so brilliant.
Well, I'm just resourceful.
Thank you for my lug nuts.
You're welcome.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. The Green Divas get to talk to so many inspiring people who each in their own way is helping us find a deeper shade of green. Here's just one of them. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Well, here we are. Finally, again, we get to speak to our wonderful friend, Marielle Hemingway, the beautiful actress, and author, foodie.
And I love the fact that you introduced her as a friend, because I really feel like Marielle is a friend. Hi, friend.
Hi, friend.
I hope she doesn't think I'm being presumptuous there.
I don't think
not
so.
At all.
So, yeah, it's been too long, so I'm really thrilled to get a chance to talk to you, because you have been very busy. How fun was it to be with Oprah?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. We had such a good time. We actually filmed it back in June, seems like an eternity ago, but we had so much fun. We went to her ranch in Maui. It's extraordinary. She has one of the most exquisite organic gardens I've ever seen. I think it's biodynamic.
Oh.
That I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And she was so warm and inviting, and we laughed and had such a good time in the midst of this glorious, you know, environment to look out on. It was like, okay, pinch me. Like, how did this happen?
Wow, you could go out, pick a mango and eat it, I'll bet, or something like that.
Oh, you can, well, she had simply everything in her garden. I mean, everything.
Amazing. You know what? Before we forget, Marielle, tell us. This was an interview with you and Bobby and Oprah for Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was called Super Soul Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was for our, it was really, really for our book, Running with Nature, which she just loved and really was pushing and really got. And it was great. It was really wonderful, which is a lifestyle book about health and wellness and all the things that you believe in and that we believe in together about, you know, eating locally and seasonally and, you know, not only what you eat, but the water you drink and whether you take time to have adventures and, you know, get out and play, you know, instead of just exercise, get out and play and have fun and how you start your day and just everything.
It's a very
living life.
It's a very holistic approach. And wow, I mean, if Oprah likes your book, it's like, you know, like the gold, right?
That's the hope.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
It is, and rightfully so. And you've also been doing a lot of touring for your film, Running from Crazy. Did I get that right?
Yes, Running from Crazy is my film that Barbara Kochel directed. It's getting its theatrical release November 1st in New York, and then it is released theatrically in L.A. on the 8th of November. And then,
are you going to be here for that?
Yeah, we're coming in on the 29th to New York, and we're going to be doing all kinds of stuff.
Can a couple Green Divas cop some tickets for the opening?
I'm sure that this can be arranged.
Oh, brilliant.
All of our screenings have been packed, and the response is so great. And so much better when it's packed, because the reaction is so, you know, it's just great when you get that kind of response to it.
Oh, yeah. Marielle, we were talking in the intro to the show about how we call this show the Running from Crazy and Running with Nature show. And we all agreed, including Green Diva Gina, who's had to leave early, but we all agreed that good things are happening because of the good that you're doing and the fact that you are trying to get people to take their head out of the sand as far as mental illness is concerned and destigmatizing it.
Well, before she says another word, I want to mention, because I'm sure she won't mention it, that she was given a humanitarian award recently at the San Diego Film Festival. Right, Marielle?
Well, it was at the San Diego Film Festival, but it was given to me by the Sharp Hospital, which was an organization that helps people with mental health problems. And that's been sort of my passion, is to get out there that there is an alternative to just taking medication and pharmaceuticals to battle depression. And, you know, so I'm not saying that that's not, you know, it can never be done, but there's, you know, the idea that lifestyle is that our head is cut off from our body, mind, and spirit. You know, it's kind of crazy. We need to think of ourselves as a whole being and look at our lives in that regard. So my passion is to get people inspired, to give them hope that they're, number one, not alone, that there are people out there ready to listen and hear their story.
Yeah.
And if telling my story enables other people to tell their own story, because frankly, once you tell the story, which I sort of love about this, is once you've told the story, number one, the healing begins, and number two, you can move on from the bloody story.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I'm done. I told my story.
That's right. You know what? You've been hiding you've been hiding a secret for such a long time, and it's become like almost like a ball and chain.
Well,
and
it becomes a beast.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's got to prevent you from moving on in life and doing what you really are potentially able to do that you don't know yet. Did that make sense?
Exactly. It makes total sense.
Well, somehow I think when you voice a secret or something that is
a burden,
I think it loses its power
over you.
Certainly when you share it with others who are, you know, compassionate, I think it really breaks it down.
Marielle, you there?
I missed that last question. I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't really a question. It was a statement of really just finding release from the burdens of your secrets, should you have them. And I'm guessing that, you know, if this is your passion, you know all too well how that works. But let me ask you this. I'm glad to hear that the screenings have been packed so far. But like outside of that that bubble of the screenings and of Hollywood and all of that, what kind of reactions are you getting?
I'm getting incredible reactions from just people that feel like, oh my God, you know, you have my story. I don't feel alone. I mean, the beautiful thing about this is because I have some modicum of celebrity, that it enables me to get out there and speak about an issue that people are very, very cautious about, very scared to speak about, because we have so much shame around our own inability to be perfect. And my whole thing is, look, everybody is suffering from some sort of challenges in their life. Everybody.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's not that perfection doesn't really exist. We sort of perfection exists in the chaos. And I say that in my movie. And so it's really about letting people know that, again, that they're not alone. And that feeling that they have a kinship with me and other people is just, it's just beautiful.
Well, it is. And that you're removing some of the stigma because, you know, really you're a wonderful example of health and vitality. Now, Bobby spilled some beans. Hopefully it's okay. He talked about, just shifting the topic a little bit, about a film that you're working on that had to do with a book of your grandfather's?
I am producing a movable feast, my grandfather's book, into a film.
That is so exciting.
So did you hear it here first, folks? Is that what, can we boast that today on the Green Divas?
Well, just boast it anyway, even if it is.
Oh, you're so cute. This is why we love you so much, Marielle.
I'll let this be your guys thing.
Oh, fabulous. So where are we in this production? Are we, has it been cast? Can you let out any more secrets?
I thought you were asking, are we in the film?
No. Now have made the deal with our writer, and so it's in pre-production, so nobody's cast, but it's going to be exquisite.
Very, very exciting. Are you planning to perform in the film?
Not in that one. I think I was originally going to play my grandmother, but now I think I'm too old, which sucks, but there you go.
You know, they have makeup for that, Marielle. Besides, how can you possibly look too old?
Yes, seriously.
Unless you have to play a 5-year-old.
You're so sweet.
Well, but I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. You give all of us, is middle-aged a bad word? But you know, it's a good thing to be associated with someone who is your age and to be our age. And we're all in the same group. I love that.
Actually, we're all about the same age.
We are.
And we're all awesome.
It's awesome. Bobby and I, with it, Running With Nature, really believe that, you know, age is just baloney. It's really how you feel. It's really how you live your life. We're of the belief that by the choices you make, you can get younger every year. Now, it takes dedication and it takes focus, but by just the simple choices, and that was what we talk about in the book. We even have an app, a Running With Nature app, that it talks about this 100-point system that you're initially given 100 points if you get a good night's rest and you wake up with 100 points. And you gain or lose points based on the choices you make. So, for instance, if you wake up, get out of, jump out of bed, crazy, bump your foot on the corner of the bed or something, getting out, and you rush to shower, brush your teeth, and you grab your clothes, you run out the door, you get in traffic, you go and get some bad coffee and a donut, and by the time you've gotten to work, you lost like 30 points. Or you can get up 15 minutes earlier, wake up slowly, have thoughts of gratitude, you know, make a different breakfast, make a smoothie, maybe make tea, or, you know, grind your own coffee. You know, it's about how you do the simple things in your life.
So,
and those things
right.
have an effect on your vitality and, you know, your youth.
Well, sure, because I think there's so many studies now that prove that the stress level and the stressors we put ourselves under have a negative effect on our body in so many ways.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, so let's say this morning I got up out of bed. I did meditate.
You did?
Yeah.
I need to do that.
I do a little prayer and meditation routine in the morning, and then I had a smoothie. So, and I walked the dog.
I went down to my gym this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Cool.
Okay. I'm just, you know what, Mary, I love her app. It's
oh,
got
did
a picture.
You find the app
I did. I did. It's got a picture of Bobby and Mariel right on it, which is beautiful.
It's good, right?
It's great. Yeah, it's really good. It's awesome. It's right. So, Mariel, we wanted to talk a little bit. I hear you're now doing a radio show and podcasts.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Podcast One. It's the same network as Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla, which we couldn't be least. Like, but
that's
well,
funny.
yeah, but that's
sort
okay.
Of male, female dynamic, you know, funny health show. But I say health kind of loosely because it's really about how do we live life, how we can play and be, but also giving people like you're doing great information about what's out there so that people can make better choices in their lives.
So what you're saying is it's you and Bobby together. Oh, so you're kind of playing off each other.
So how do we find the podcast?
It's from Podcast One. We haven't launched it yet.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be off Podcast One, and then we're eventually going to be doing a national radio show as well. But it's called Podcast One. So forgive me because I don't know how to do it.
And maybe wait a minute.
So funny.
And maybe if it's not exclusive, we can have it on the Green Diva Network.
Well, of course.
That I'm working
on. Hoping.
I think we can. Why not?
It's
cool.
It's a perfect marriage if you think about it.
Really, we would be so thrilled. Yeah, we're busy. We're busy little bees over here, man.
And listen, you can interview us. Wouldn't it be fun to have the shoe on the other foot? And you can interview the Green Divas.
Oh, wouldn't it, though?
And we would be like, you know, we'd have a blast.
Yeah.
Well, we
totally.
Would. Well, that's exciting. So did you build, I'm just curious, and forgive me if I'm overstepping, but did you build a studio at your ranch, or are you going to some other studio to record?
We are going to eventually do it out of our house, because like you, we were inspired by your little home studio, so we're going to do that.
You should see it now, Marielle.
I bet it's incredible.
Well,
so we're going to have that, but right now we're going to, you know, a space to do it, but soon it will be on our back porch.
Oh, so nice.
Very nice. I bet the view is great, too. We painted, so we did quiet home paints. And we got to send her some pictures.
Yeah, we got to send you some pictures because it's such a much better color now. We feng shuied it, so everything's, you know, did I say that right? So everything's in a different
That's
spot.
Beautiful.
And we're starting to do some filming. You know who we met recently? A friend of yours?
Yes.
David Avocado Wolf.
Nice. I love him.
He came out from New York to the studio.
Brought us chocolate.
Brought us chocolate.
We were so happy.
We were like stoned on chocolate.
I'm sure. He's got some secret crap going on with
yeah.
that chocolate stuff. I don't know what's going on
yeah.
there, but it's definitely wrong.
It's like chocolate crack. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely drugs.
So he was here, and it's fun now. Every time we have somebody visit the studio, which we'd like to do more and more, we now can do a video interview, and we were having a lot of fun. So we've got to get you and Bobby back. We got to talk to Bobby too. He's
Wait, you know, if after the screening, if
Good
after
job.
We, if after November 1st, if we do go to the screening, we can all jump in a car, come out here, and have some fun. if you're not busy.
Well,
there you go. I can't say total yes to that because our schedule's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're going to have
look forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great, though. I mean, keep it in mind. You know that we'd love to have you out here for sure. Whatever. I mean, if we even 5 minutes would be great. Well, I know, but to come all the way out here
for five minutes,
just not going to work.
Well, hopefully we can. Hopefully we'll be able to cop a couple seats and like give her and Bobby a hug and see the movie with everybody.
Yes. What should
Absolutely.
I wear?
Absolutely. He's so awesome. I love it.
Marielle, I'm already thinking wardrobe.
Yeah, exactly. You know you're there when.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I really appreciate your taking some time. I know you're super busy, and I'm hoping that we get to see you soon.
You will, for sure.
Anything else you want to mention to our audience about anything coming up?
No, go to runningwithnature.com and get our book. Sign up for our even more important, sign up to be sent our newsletter, which will be happening really soon.
Okay.
We're just doing some really incredible, we're just at the cutting edge of finding great things, simple things that can create better health and happiness.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Run with that. I mean, that's every pun intended. But I mean, I am so, I have such a connect with you, as you know, even by the way you signed my book. It's just such a connect with you, Marielle, that I mean, it's just thank goodness that folks like us collectively have such a great voice in you and Bobby. I can't thank you enough for that. Honestly, it's a good thing.
Well, keep
yeah,
up the good work.
So good. Thank you.
And I'm looking forward
to. You guys are great. I love my Green Diva girls.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of them. Oh,
yes, you are.
Oh, you absolutely are. There's,
with a capital G and a capital D as
oh,
well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Awesome. All right.
We'll talk
Thank
to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
Marielle. You're welcome. We'll
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. She is, as always, awesome. I'm sorry the quality was a little bit difficult because I know she's, you know, at home on the ranch.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't matter because you know what comes through? You may hear a little bad quality and who cares, but what comes through is her joie de vivre, her wholesomeness.
Her joy of living.
Yes. I guess I should have translated that. Yes, but her love of life,
yeah.
her excitement at just being, and, you know, I'm not kissing up to anybody here. I never do. I never have. But she is really special.
Well, I can't wait to hear the podcast.
Me too. But more than that,
yeah.
I really hope to join her on the red carpet in New York City.
Boy, you know I'm going to start pestering Heather immediately about that.
I know. And I'm sure she's going to hear this.
Sorry, but, Heather.
You know, yeah. But she's probably used to it.
Fit us in, baby.
Yeah. Listen, we'll even sit in the balcony in the last row. We don't care.
We just got to be there.
Yeah. We just want to be there. That's right. Exactly.
Be there,
right.
Man.
I just love her. And I think in having met Bobby over the phone when we did the interview, they are just so perfect. Two pieces of a puzzle that only it's a two-piece puzzle that came together. And that's all you need in this puzzle. It's done. It's a complete. It's a whole.
Yeah, they got a lot to teach us. So yeah. Today's show was fantastic. It really, we got a lot of information in, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we got to hear from Bobby and Marielle.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
It was, what do we call it? The running from crazy, running with nature. No. Running from crazy, running with nature show.
God. And then when sometimes she's joking around, talks about Bobby, she says running with crazy.
Well, we can do that as long as she gives us her permission.
She said it. I have it on tape. Anyway, so everybody have a great green week. Stay tuned. What do we have next week? I don't even remember now. I'm so confused.
And this was such a pumped up show that I don't even remember either. But it's okay. It's all going to be good. It's always good. One thing I can think I'd tell you, she's doing soup.
Yeah, I know we're going to do Foodie File. We're going to talk about soups and stews
for winter and all that. All right. Well, that's a start.
All right. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.